stopping their kind of big playability they have? It seems like last week I think they got 5 plays over 20 yards.
We'll have to see, but, that's definitely a focus for us. We can't just let the ball get thrown over our head. And I thought that's what really got them going offensively. Obviously, you know what Yeldon, they do a good job of getting him touches and letting him run the ball. But I think just the plays over the top were huge, you know, just getting the ball, especially to Robinson down the field. And he was able, you know, sometimes to make some catches with, you know, 2 guys or a guy all over him. So it's not just being there. We got to go up and make plays, too, on the ball because they show no throw in it and give him a chance.
How much of a threat is Bortles outside the pocket as far as like making plays with his legs?
He's made a bunch of plays, you know, throughout the preseason and early in the season so far, just being able not always to, you know, run and take off, but even, you know, moving left or right to buy some extra time to get the ball down the field. So, you know, even for a young guy, he does a pretty good job of keeping his eyes down the field. And being able to find guys if they get open, and especially if a guy gets behind the defense, you know, to let the ball rip and get it to him for a big play.
How much of playing Tyrod Taylor, obviously, and Roethlisberger kind of helped prepare you guys for this week, being that you've had quarterbacks for the last few weeks that have been pretty mobile?
It's helped that we've talked about it, but, you know, it's still got to go out there and get it done. And, you know, like the last week we talked about, it was a couple times that, you know, we let him out the pocket and gave him a chance. He was able to make a big play just like we thought he would. So we got to execute the game plan, you know, too, throughout the game, not just the front 4 of those guys rushing, but different guys that are involved in that have to make sure we do a good job of, you know, keeping them in the pocket and, you know, not letting them get outside and exploit us for big plays.
Bill asked the question yesterday about the Jags in general. I mean, big, fast, strong, athletic, fast, strong. I mean, just over and over again. When you look at their history and the struggles that they've had, when he comes in and tells you that on Monday or Tuesday or whatever it is, do you say he's talking these guys up? Or when you look at tape, you say, nah, he's right. He's telling the truth.
No, I mean, I guess for us is whatever we think of Miami, who we split with last year, and they've, you know, done a good job of getting some, you know, big free agent acquisition. They beat them last week. So to come in and think about what happened maybe with the Jaguars 5-6 years ago, which, you know, to us has nothing to do with, you know, what's going on now. A lot of guys probably wasn't even in the NFL then. So, you know, to me, when you watch the film, you see them making plays. You see guys, you know, Mercedes Lewis has been a guy that's been out there making plays for years. So, you know, for us, you turn on the film and you watch them and you go about it that way.
Yeah, man. Player is doing the right job
for
his team. How much video will he watch each week if he's doing everything the right way?
I don't know. I don't think you. For me, I don't put it into how many hours you watch film. It's just watching enough that you're able to do your job. So I think maybe for each guy that might be different. You know, a guy that's involved in, you know, more plays on defense, whether it be the signal caller or being involved in, you know, being a guy that has to communicate the most out there, you probably need to watch a little bit more than everyone else. Or, you know, you got to find what works for you to be able to be prepared and help the team win each week.
As a guy on the back end, I guess, how impressed were you with your front four last week? You know, going into the game, obviously all the talks about the Bills and their defensive line. But you guys obviously did a very good job. I guess from you looking at those guys up front, I mean, how impressed were you with your defensive front?
Oh, it's big for us, you know. For us to go out there and win games and play well on defense, we kind of expect those guys to make plays and, you know, get sacks. And obviously you don't always expect to get 8 sacks in a game, but, you know, we have a lot of confidence in, you know, not just the starting four, but everyone that comes in on the defensive line and at the linebacker position to create pressure and make big plays. So I'm impressed, but we kind of expect it from those guys, and we really consider them a key part of the defense.
Are they a little underrated at all, in your opinion, you think?
Not to me, because I kind of think they're all really good players, and they do a great job, but I guess they don't get as much press as other teams and all of that, but as long as we're winning, I think they'll be okay.
Devin, this is a young and hungry team, and one thing that Coach Belichick was saying is he feels like you guys maybe haven't played a full 60 minutes well enough when you know that they're this young and hungry. How much do you guys focus on that for this week?
I think it's huge just also for us, as, you know, this only being the third game, we gotta get better at the things we're not doing well. So we know it could be this week, but somewhere throughout this season, we're going to have a game that goes down to the last possession, last 30 seconds, something of a game. So I think it's important, especially with a team, like you said, young, they're not going to give up or give in no matter what happens throughout that game. So I think this week is big for us just, you know, to go out there and play 60 minutes. And, of course, Coach Belichick has been reminding us that we haven't played 60 minutes, so it'll be key for us this week.
Has he been in a good mood? Because he's been, like, he's been really nice to us the last couple of weeks.
I don't know. He doesn't change much. So I guess you would have to really pay attention. Maybe he laughs one extra time this week or something, but it's hard to kind of tell.
Does he give you like an attaboy at any point, like during maybe the course of the week of practice? Like, hey, that was nice, or hey, good job here?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
No, not really. He kind of sticks to the script.
What's he doing with Kenny Easley, man?
Oh, someone gave that to me to check him out, so.
Oh, someone gave him back.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steph.